This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Kenny, K-I-N-N-E-Y, first name Chris, C-H-R-I-S, date of birth November 24, 1987, date of evaluation December 19, 2023. The chief complaint, 36-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 36-year-old male who is a police officer, period. He had developed repetitive motion injury to the lower back, period. He began having symptoms in approximately April of 2023, period. This had occurred following a training session. He had subsequently developed back pain with associated dropped foot off the left, period. He underwent an MRI in June of 2023, which revealed pathology, period. He was subsequently referred to Dr. Hassan in October of 2023, semicolon, following his physical therapy, period. He had noted mild improvements in his symptoms following the physical therapy. The numbness and leg pain seemed to have initially improved, but then hit a plateau, period. He had been evaluated by Dr. Hassan and was felt to require surgery as he had radiculopathy of the lumbar region and lumbar spondylosis, period. He was further noted to have other unspecified spondylopathies of the lumbar region and lumbar disc herniation, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. His past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, none. Allergies, none on drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. As delineated in the HBI, otherwise unremarkable. He does report heat and cold intolerances, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 130/71, pulse 65, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 178.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal exam. He has a positive straight leg test on the left, period. There is 10 minutes on palpation of the lumbar spine, period. Skin reveals a tattoo of the left forearm, period. The data review. X-rays of the lumbar region performed October 5th, 2023 reveals mild degenerative changes, period. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis, period. There is no evidence of spondylolisthesis, period. There is no evidence of scoliosis, period. There is no evidence of fracture dislocation. There is minimal DJD changes, period. Lumbar MRI, August 2nd, 2023. There is a large upwards migrated disc herniation at L5-S1 causing severe left-sided neural compression, period. There is degenerative disc disease in the facet joints at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. There is a large left paracentral extruded disc at L5-S1, displacing the left S1 nerve. The impression this is a 36-year-old male who was experiencing ongoing lumbar pain and left lower extremity radicular symptoms beginning April of 2023. Period. His symptoms had worsened. Period. He had received conservative therapies, but there was minimal improvement in physical therapy and then a plateau of improvement. Period. He has MRI evidence of significant neural compression. Period. Active problems include 1, radiculopathy of the lumbar region, next number, lumbar spondylolisthesis, next number, lumbar disc herniation, next number, other specified spondylopathies of the lumbar region, period. Patient's EKG is noted to demonstrate sinus rhythm of 67 beats per minute, and atrial premature complex, but otherwise normal, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.